Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, a Monday edition of the show, ESPN 680, 105.7. Rabeau and Co. We are live up here at Horseshoe Indianapolis ahead of the Indiana Derby draw. A man named Mike Gandolfo just walked into the room. He's welcome to join the show whenever the hell he feels like it. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. No mics today, Mike.
No mics.
How are you, buddy? Okay. And so we get in on the show today. Please keep it coming. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Second hour of the show presented by our friends at Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Promo code Horse Racing. Go check us out. 20% off your purchase. And free shipping to your house. Mike, thanks for bringing coffee. I appreciate it. It was the only thing they don't have up here. Otherwise, we get a sweep.
Yeah, it's... I do. They have a coffee maker.
Over there. I know. I searched. I've been here for, I got here like 9:10.
You talk your way up here?
No, I know how to break in. How about that?
Yeah.
I didn't say that out loud on a Caesars property. So there you go. Beautiful day, though. I did, first hour of the show, every break, I would get up and watch some horses work out. It's nothing better than that.
No, that's fantastic.
How you doing, man? You look good.
I'm good. Just, you know, was out for a couple, 10 days or so.
And
had a... had a Fenway experience that was phenomenal and, you know, all kinds of good
stuff. You had a buddy get married.
I did.
Okay. How old's your buddy?
56, 57.
Okay. So all right. Seems like an elaborate wedding for someone in their 50s.
Well, he didn't get married.
Oh! That's the disconnect. It was his kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way better. Okay.
I crossed over going from my friend's weddings.
Oh, this is way worse. Okay, we got to dive into this. All right. So hang on.
This is a
You're going to buddy's kids' weddings.
Oof. Twice a week, two in the last. Yeah.
Oh man, that's a lot.
Saturday. Yeah, I said the exact same thing to my wife. I was like, oh my gosh, like we've crossed over.
Like, that's a double crossover.
Yeah, because you're really invited because you're going to give good gifts.
So that's right. Known Mike for a while. He's going to put up some good gifts here. Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, we're doing the Indiana Derby draw today.
We are, man. This is
when you and I sat down on the floor of your office in 2019 in September. It started doing the ridiculous thing called the Horse Racing Happy Hour, which will be 5 years old in 2 months.
I know, it's crazy.
Did you think we'd be doing the draw for a grade three? Like that kind of stuff? Did you think the future, where was the ceiling for the show?
Maybe not then, but I think when we came here for the first time for the Indiana Derby.
And we just had so much fun.
I think that was our first time that we realized that we were probably a little more popular in the sport than we really maybe even considered that we
were.
And they really embraced us here, and then... you know, casually just mentioned to Rachel, I said, you know, we should host the draw for you guys to make it a bigger deal. And she liked it and ran it by all the people here, and Val and Eric and Tammy. I mean, they're just incredible people here. And
yeah,
they've treated us well. We've treated them well. It's been a really good partnership. And, you know, the racing program here is
second to none.
It's just getting better and better and better every freaking year. And the trainers are really starting to embrace what they can do. You know, you can be based in Kentucky and run Kentucky on the weekends and come up here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, get some really quality.
So much crossover the jocks at Churchill and up here. Oh, we'll see it with Ellis when they start running. It should be a really good summer. And this is a week, though, where you and I get to come up here. And the Saturday is just fun. It's such a laid-back environment.
It's a really laid-back day.
But the racing is – the racing's not laid back. I'll put it that way. It's very good.
Really?
Super high level.
Ivar was here last year.
Yeah, Ivar was here. That's right. Running Surf's right.
Were there two Derby horses last year, Verifying and There was another Derby horse. I mean, nothing like Stronghold's going to be this freaking Indiana Derby, man. Yeah. I mean, that is like...
No, it's going to be...
The winner of the Santa Anita Derby is going to be in the Indiana Derby.
Let's go.
I mean, let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it for sure. 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. Like we mentioned, if you can get up here on Saturday, doesn't cost you anything to get in. Doesn't cost you anything to park here.
Nope.
They hand you a cigar when you walk in the place. I mean, it's about as good as it gets as far as a horse track.
I think that's what I'm the most excited about, is that we're usually up in the dining room, which is awesome.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. We love being up there. They, like I said, they've always – we, this year, we're moving down with the people, man. Like, we're moving down
outside. I mean, we still have a stage, so we're still better than people.
Yeah, but, like, I'm going to that.
That ain't
We're going to be interacting with people.
No, it'll be fun,
phenomenal. I haven't checked to even see what the weather looks like. It's still a little early for that, though. I know it's going to be hot on around the 4th of July. It's going to be pouring down rain. I don't think we're going to get rain up here, though.
Texter asking, do you remember the sports cartoon Pro Stars that had Bo Jackson, MJ, and Wayne Gretzky?
I do.
I do not.
Yeah.
Was it a comic book?
No, it was a Saturday morning cartoon.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, it wasn't on very long.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was pretty good.
Bo Jackson, MJ, and Gretzky.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember Gretzky and Bo Jackson being a part of that, but I don't remember Jordan, but I guess he had to have been.
Yeah. Man, oh man. 437-968. Keep those coming.
Is that the summer radio we're doing today?
No, we've been leaning heavy into the college football video game.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very much in favor of talking about that essentially every day.
I mean, it's a huge part of me growing up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How many sports did you love? Not that you played them, but you love because of video games.
Well, hockey's
probably up there for so many people across the country.
Because the hockey video game.
Soccer was a huge part of why people,
big part of it,
in our age group and younger, latched onto some European team because they got to play as Milan or they got to play as Manchester or whatever. Yeah.
And I think people understand football schemes easier because of Madden. You know, I mean,
maybe.
There's no question about it. Now, not that you play a video game and you're some sort of like you should be coaching football, but you probably understand what's going on more because of Madden, and it's such a complex game. But yeah, I mean, sports games were everything for me. Tecmo Bowl being the OG.
Yeah,
and then you know, you
even the early NES games like called RBI ice hockey, baseball. RBI baseball, like those early
Tenure Fight. Tenure Fight sucked.
Man, I don't know that I played that one.
That was the original Nintendo football game. It was like it was brutal.
Well, in Tecmo Super Bowl, you got the 8 plays. In Tecmo Bowl, you had 4. And I don't know if people remember that. Just how wildly rudimentary it was.
How good Bo Jackson was.
You know, the irony of those games, though, is how many plays do you really call in when you play Madden? How deep is your playbook?
Ooh.
Be honest. How many offensive plays do you run?
Probably back in the – well, I mean, I don't play Madden anymore.
Sure.
It started getting a little too complicated for me. I'm not going to lie.
When you went from A, B, and up, down, left, right – on Nintendo, probably, to those controllers.
I had your 3 or 4 running plays you liked, 3 or 4 passing plays you liked.
So, like, Tecmo Super Bowl was actually accurate,
right?
For how many plays you would actually call, and so you could, you know, play with the different playbooks and different things before the game. But yeah, it was so different. But Texter, please keep telling us how great and popular you and Mike are. Is your dad a lawyer, Louie? LOL. Texter,
politician, even better, right? Or your dad's not a politician. Your grandfather was a politician.
My mom was.
Your mom, okay.
Yeah, my mom was, and my grandfather. Texter, racing games made me a fan of NASCAR and F1. Yeah, that's another good really good one, because how many of us are actually going to get to drive a race car?
Right.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texter, does Gandolfo hold Maxi and Quickly getting $380 million in the last 2 days against... How do you like that?
Yeah, that team's fine. I mean, they're okay. I mean,
if the Dirty's not canceled, what do you expect them to do?
They were probably an Elite 8 team. I don't think they were going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maxi and Quickly, though, Maxi becoming the pro he's becoming has been a lot of fun to watch. You know,
he's a tremendous player.
Yeah, he's incredible. Yeah. Yes. And Quickly, to that point, too, I mean, he's not a Nick anymore, so I don't follow him as much. And, you know, but as far as those guys getting paid, congratulations, but I don't like equate that to how good Kentucky is or isn't or anything like that.
Got it. Right. So, yep.
Yeah.
And I think that's a mindset fans probably need to adopt going forward.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a lot less Tyrese Maxey's around.
There could be, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a lot less for sure. But,
right.
If there's more wins, so that's...
I get it.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, and I'm not... Again, that's not negative radio. I think people just need to sort of adjust to that text. Right? In 2002, I fell in love with soccer because of FIFA. I bought it every year since. Can't wait for France v. Belgium. They're my two favorite non-U.S. teams. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Texter,
how terrible Italy was in this UEFA Cup.
Dude, I don't know. It's been a weird one. And to the point that we got to, like, the final 32, and I was like, can we just go to the final four?
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that Portugal's very good. We know Spain's very good. We know the Germans are good. And we know the Austrians are good. Let's move on. Like, yeah. Let's be done with it. It's been a very...
Did England end up losing?
No, they pulled that game out.
Did they? Wow.
Two goals last 10 minutes. Yep.
I mean, Italy pulling out the game that they pulled out against Croatia was shocking.
Right before you walked up, I was having the discussion. I don't know anything about gymnastics, but I know Simone Biles is different. Like, she's super high level. Can you think of an example in another sport where you don't know the sport, but you're like, holy crap, that person's just better?
I'll tell you where it hit me, because I heard you say that. And my cousin had a horse running the Maxwell overnight yesterday. And he's stepping up in class considerably. Yeah. And he's running, first off, that card yesterday was sneaky good.
Well, Darren said he thinks it's the best closing day card in Churchill Downs history.
I mean,
if it's not, it's way.
They got a lot of list of stakes that were as good as any great twos that we saw. And but you saw my cousin's horse, who's a good horse.
Yes,
I mean,
very good runner.
Very good horse. And deserved to be to Tri-States Company, and just got completely overwhelmed by horses that have not won graded stakes yet that will.
You saw
the difference of how that really matches up, I guess, when there's a horse that you're kind of somewhat invested in. So that's probably the thing that I would lean on the most. But, yeah, it's an interesting topic. I mean, I've enjoyed – and I'm going to go this way then.
Well, once in a while, like, someone brought up, like, swimming, and you know you can't do that, right? But there's a lot of things in sports I can't do, but I know – like, technically I know how to swim, right? Like, I can swim a lap. Like, I can do that. But I can't do what Simone Biles does, and I also don't know what I'm looking for technically as far as how to, like, you know, on a scale of whatever numbers and those kinds of things, put that together. But I know she's better and different.
But I couldn't get into the gymnastics, but I got way into the track, and Cindy McLaughlin yesterday like, holy crap. I mean,
it's like there aren't hurdles there.
No, it's unbelievable.
It's like there aren't hurdles.
But that's it right there. That would be my take. Like, just like look at her and be like, yeah, that's different.
That's just better. It's just better.
And
someone said Usain Bolt, and I'm like, that's a very clear. It's one of the best things about the Olympics is in these sports where it's just a person doing something. There's no equipment. They're just they're running.
But are you talking about
tumbling or that kind of thing?
But aren't you just really talking about how you recognize greatness?
I mean, just in general. But for things that you really don't have expertise in, right?
Yeah,
Or study or what have you.
In anything, so we're good.
But you coach basketball, so you know what you're looking for that way.
Right.
We've watched a ton of football growing up around it. You know what you're looking for. Like, you know that Tom Brady is great. You know that Peyton Manning is great. Like, it's not hard for us to figure that out. But watching, like, we could watch some Romanian gymnasts tomorrow, and I'm picking on Romania because they're historically great. And we would know that a girl on that team is a woman on that team is not as good as Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Like, you would know that, even though I don't know a thing about you. That way, at least technically.
Does it happen for you in music?
I train in music, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that about you. That's neat.
Yeah. So I used to go to state competition of piano. Yeah, I'm a pianist.
Small penis.
Not a baby grand, you know, full grand.
Yeah, I think that it's
music. Though you're right, though. Once in a while, like I'll hear, like I don't know a lot about country music, but if I hear Hank Sr. or something, I know it's good.
Yeah.
If I hear Conway Twitty, I know it's good, right? I know those things. But, yeah, music's not a bad one. But the sports thing, Simone Biles, just watching the clips over the weekend, it was just, there she goes again. But holy crap, this is different. It's better.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because, like, what you're talking about, too, then also gets, even if it's a sport you know a lot about, like, people who saw Jordan play.
Yes, right.
And then when they get so passionate about whenever he gets compared to LeBron, LeBron is a physical specimen that Jordan never was.
Right. Oh, the longevity and all those things. Oh, no question. Yes, that's right.
But you look at Jordan and you can see the intangible stuff that you're like, dude, that guy competes at a different level. He's competing at a level that LeBron doesn't even know there's a game being played.
Right.
I mean, and it's just that crazy. So
I love some of these texts, 437-9680. Keep them coming, UPS Jobs Check Slide. Have you ever been up on the high dive, an actual platform? Yes. Terrifying.
Yeah.
But I also, the only thing I know to look for with that is how big the splash is when they hit the water. If there's a big splash, usually they don't get as high a score. I don't know what I'm looking for, and to the level that I don't know what's happening while they're in the air. So I, Simone Biles, at least, I feel like I can look at it and go, that's better. At the same time, I'm not at all sure that I could do that with a high dive or something, even though I know it's extraordinarily difficult.
If they over-rotated or whatever.
Yeah, right, exactly like that. Yeah, I wouldn't know that. Texter, I was watching the Austrian Grand Prix yesterday when they went to the in-car feed. I knew the course from playing an F1 game. Caught me off guard how much I remembered. Dude, yes. Yes.
Well, and that's why you start seeing that those driving games become so important to these drivers preparing for races. I mean, they build up their little simulator cars and they're driving the video games, and you know, it's a huge part of what they do.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So 437-9680, keep them coming here on the UPS Jobs text line. I just got a text reminding me that my daughter has a dentist appointment tomorrow.
My how about that? My son's going to see your wife today.
How about that? That's a hell of a statement. Oh, man. Texter, Louis's a renaissance man. Texter, Louis, please stop screaming into the microphone. You're blowing us out. Well, okay, no, I'll back it up. No,
what happened was, because I've noticed this too coming up here, like your first words are very loud, and then it mellows out.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah. So
I apologize, Texter. Thank you for telling me. I will watch my turn. 437-9680. Keep those coming. UPS Job Text Line. We're up here, Horseshoe Indianapolis, ahead of the Indiana Derby draw. The Indiana Oaks, of course, as well. Grade threes on both. We'll get those draws around 2 o'clock. Check out our feed at Horse Happy Hour. You can, of course, find them at HS Indy Racing as well. Alongside Mike Gandolfo, I'm Louis Rabeau. Take a break here. Come back. Finish up the hour. Two more segments to go on Rabeau. Go ESPN 680.
105.7. There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
You are listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
Hi, welcome back in. We're up here at Horseshoe Indianapolis, Shelbyville, Indiana, ahead of the Indiana Derby draw today. Mike Gandolfo, Louis Rabeau, hanging out with you on Rabeau and Co. I'm at Radio Louis on Twitter. Find the station at ESPN 680. As well, some good stuff going on at the station right now. By the way, if you need them, TBT tickets, we've got a code for you. So check it out at TBTLOU15. That's TBTLOU15. That gets going this month. It is July 1st, the first of the month. Talk about that song in a second. TBT gets going July 20th at the Freedom Hall. TBTLOU15, 15% off your tickets there at all of the outlets. So go check them out. Go see the cards. Play Bellarmine to open. How about that? United. How about that? A little United. Look at you all excited about the TBT. We're going to fill Rupp. It's going to be fantastic.
They're not going to fill Rupp.
You are correct about that. And if I want to thank our friends again at Chick-fil-A, Stony Brook location, of course, that Bardstown Road location right in front of Costco as well. Everything from nuggets to mac and cheese. Great trays for you ahead of a pool party, maybe. Maybe you want to get ready and order ahead for those tailgates and just be ready to go. So get in with our friends over at the Stony Brook and Bardstown Road locations of Chick-fil-A. Bring a lunch by the ESPN Louisville Studios today. That, I'm jealous of. Missing that, not good. How about that?
There you go.
Good news. We're on a Caesars property. There's lots of chefs running
there's,
around.
There's plenty of
We'll be okay.
Will Daniel Orton get booed?
Should he get booed?
I don't know.
Better question for you.
I mean,
you're way closer to that than me.
I could care less about the whole TBT thing. It's, you know,
okay.
It's not. And then they have nobody on that Kentucky team that's going to draw any fans and want to go there. I mean, it's just not.
It's a good sign for the Cal era that though many of the players are still getting checks from those teams, right? That they don't have to go play for the TBT team.
Yeah.
Right. And so that sort of stuff. Texture, how does Gandolfo's love for Stoops affect Jerry's love for Dak? It's a fair question. So the college football game is out.
Yeah.
Right. This month it's going to be out. Kentucky does not make it in any of the top 25. So overall team offense, defense. Surprised at all by that, especially with who they return on defense.
I think Kentucky's got a top 25 defense.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So they at least have top 25 players.
Right.
Like, no question.
I also think that you're probably making a marketing decision, right?
So, I agree.
Yeah, so they're making a marketing decision, and that's fine. You know, you got to go in there. You got to get on.
Colorado's at the top.
You're getting on recruiting mode, right? Like, so you got to you got to recruit and build your team. Like, go in there and get it done. Hopefully, that's all still there. I don't know.
Do you think if you're UK, you just only recruit Youngstown and the areas around Youngstown?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, just want to make sure. I'm new to the area.
Leftovers.
Man, you build a team with some Ohio State leftovers. Ask Luke Fickell.
He's got to be Cincinnati. Were you such a nerd? You know, I've always been in, like, love the administration side. I would just recruit and simulate the season, not actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I would do like 25 seasons tonight.
Okay.
But then be up all night long. It's like recruit. What's Zach say?
Nothing. I'm just laughing at you. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
I would do all the stuff, and then just simulate the season, not play the game.
Andy Sweeney asking where we're broadcasting from. The building I texted.
Is he coming?
Yes.
My gosh.
I know.
Listen.
I think I took a picture that I sent you.
The 313?
Yeah, the suite 313. There you go. We are up here in the suite. How about that? The music turned on that speaker at 10:38 this morning, which made me smile. Cindy, who's working security, is fantastic. Did you check in with Cindy or with Judy today?
Judy.
With Judy.
I didn't really check in. Judy was like,
he's down there.
Down the hall on the right.
I warned them there was a very tall man with nice hair coming.
Okay.
Well, so obviously they knew it was you.
Yeah.
Plus, if you walk around these places with equipment, you kind of get wherever you.
That's pretty true. That's for sure. Yeah.
So third floor, take the elevator.
This is riveting.
Riveting radio.
Riveting.
Summer
radio. You would not simulate and just recruit and like build your team and see how like you could get your team ranked?
I'm so against simulation that I wouldn't even simulate crappy games.
Okay. All right.
I'm that guy. Yeah. I don't know how to I don't know another good way to put that. I definitely enjoyed, especially once the college games went away, playing Madden, and because you could trade draft picks. The CPU wasn't so smart.
Right.
You kind of get away with that stuff. And then, it's amazing to watch the Lions win a Super Bowl. Tell you what. That's what the video games are for.
That's what allowed you to do it.
And then you turn the 360 off.
You create your player, too.
Player. Oh, yeah. I turned everything off, Zach. Yeah, no, for sure. That's
right. Of course. All the levels are down. You turn the 360 off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. What are we doing here? No, it's the Lions. I needed an advantage here. What are we doing? Come on.
So when you create the Louis Rabeau player,
yes.
Are you a running back or a quarterback?
I don't create the Louis Rabeau player even.
Oh my god.
How about that? Okay. I'm that guy. No, I'm not a purist or anything. I just, if I'm making it, I'm going to play the whole season too. It's just how it goes. Zach, were you a simulator or were you a player?
I played.
Sounds
now,
dirty for
some. I would play. Yeah. Well, I would. But if they were crappy games, I would play the first half. I'd get up 35-0, 42-0. All right, okay. I can take my starters out. We're good. Either that, or if I'm playing somebody I don't like, then I'll just have my second and third stringers throw all over the yard, and we'll score 100, and I don't care. And then Herb Street will get on me about bad sportsmanship. Why doesn't he take a knee? Because I don't want to take a knee. I want to score 100 points, Kirk.
Bad sportsmanship. Thank you, Kirk Henstree. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're running up the score on Bowling Green. It's okay.
Bowling Green, we're running up
Bowling Green.
No. I'm Bowling Green. We're running up the score on Alabama. Yeah. Come on.
Those are the greatest days. My favorite thing to do was back when there was an 11-game season, I would schedule an away game in Hawaii because that didn't count. So I would actually get a 12th game. And you could guarantee yourself the Heisman then because you'd have too many stats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that kind of stuff.
But you do it with the guy that you didn't create.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. I would play with some made-up kid whose face is completely digitized.
I can't believe you didn't create a player. You're supposed to create the best quarterback ever. He's like 6'10", can run, has a 4.140, can throw a ball 100 yards. The greatest athlete you've ever seen in your life. It's if LeBron James played football.
The 99 athlete, the overall guy.
I never
did that. I don't know why. I'm not hating. It's video games. The Lions and the Spartans are winning titles. Let's be clear about this. This doesn't happen in real life. And so, like, I know it's fake. So creating the player, I'm not opposed to it morally or something. I just never did it. I don't know.
If Zach lost back-to-back years in Michigan, would he fire himself?
Yeah, would you fire yourself, Zach, if you lost those back?
I wouldn't have lost to Michigan ever, so I don't have to worry about that. But no, like, oh yeah, if we lost three straight, I would have fired myself. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I'm stepping down and taking an offensive coordinator job at some lowly college and working my way back up.
So if we had the tournament, Mike Gandolfo, with our friends at Blind Squirrel.
Okay. Are we doing this?
Would you play in the 40 and over division?
I would definitely play in the fourth.
Okay, all right.
I would get crushed.
Yeah, I get it. Me too. Yeah.
I'm not. I'll pick up and play.
I don't have my football playing video game muscles anymore.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like just the reaction times, the diving to tackle, the spin move, like the juke with R1 or L1, that kind of, like, I'm out of, like, what, I don't even know. Is Sprint still X? Like, I don't even know. Like, yeah. Is that still a thing on PlayStation? Sure. Like, I actually don't know. So I would have to probably get out the PS4 and figure that out.
Well, now I think it's even so complicated. Like, you have to, like, push a button to see how you're going to catch the ball. Like, if you're high pointed or catch it low. Or,
yeah.
I mean, it's definitely more complicated.
It'll be fun. Kingsbards wins the Foster over the weekend. Let's do horse racing quickly. Did you see a Breeders' Cup Classic winner in that race?
No.
Didn't feel like it, but in this division, is it possible?
No.
Can he improve this year as a 4-year-old and get better by November?
I don't think he can.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm not a fan. I don't know.
That's 5 races now, 3 wins, and 2 seconds by less than a length for Kingsbards his last 5 races.
He's, you know, and this is definitely not the most.
By the way, I was with Danny Brewer on Saturday.
How's his hair looking?
Fantastic. Best hair of any turf rider in Tennessee. And so he's up there. He's got his cliches going. Got to meet his son. How about that?
All right.
He hit turf rider. Barnes.
I saw that.
You know why?
Why's that?
His son Drew was with us.
He didn't have a hunch, but a bunch?
It was Louis had a hunch, but a bunch.
All right.
And so I said, Kings Barnes is running first or second in this race. Period. Conversation over. He's running first or second in this race. That's all he does. And his son Drew's just staring at me. What they do is they play a show bet parlay. And so they pick a horse, and they have 3 guys there, and they all rotate the races. So your race comes up, you have to pick the third place horse or a top 3 horse, and all of the money goes in. They get to the Stephen Foster. They've got who's the favorite? They got Cox's horse.
It's not Harney. It was
First Mission.
Yeah, First Mission.
He runs fourth. $99 on that horse to just hit the top 3. Oh,
oh man.
And what's funny is, had they just gone with Kingsbards, actually would have gotten some value out of it too, which is funny. But Danny did that. I punched a place ticket with him.
All right, so we got to play the horse racing happy hour thing. Was the Stephen Foster a grade 1 field?
Oh yeah, for sure. In that division, yes. In the older horse division going 2 turns right now in this era of horse racing, yes.
It was a
one minus, but
it was a subpar field for the Stephen Foster, in my opinion. And Kings Barnes has not stepped up in grade 1 and like a true grade 1 race to even hit the board, right? So like he's done all that you just mentioned, but he did like an allowance optional claiming race and listed stakes.
Or G3.
Right. And we saw him in the Pimlico Special. He ran fine.
Yep.
Like, and I love that race. You know I do.
Pimlico Special runners, 1-2 again.
1-2 again, yep. With Pyrenees. And so, overall, I'm looking at it and I'm like, you know, Tom's d'Etat didn't run that we've seen in the past. West Willpower, who won last year.
Like an Olympiad is a serious horse. Yeah, that's a grade 1 horse. Maxfield's a serious horse. Tom's d'Etat, was he like 7 when he won that year?
He won the Classic that year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texter, I'm with Louie that I wouldn't create a player, but I'm with Mike that I enjoyed the recruiting aspect but never simulated a game. I love the recruiting too.
Yeah.
I loved it when they got to the dynamic recruiting and you could put more emphasis on a kid. And so you could be – so what I would do, and Zach will love this. I mean, Zach will absolutely love this. My dad went to the University of Detroit Mercy.
All right.
Okay.
Isn't that where Dick Vitale coached?
Correct.
All right.
Dick Vitale court, so, at Callahan. And he –
prayers to him, by the way.
So I would – do that – that took me out harder than I thought it would.
Yeah.
It one thing that bothers me in life a lot is when people bust their ass for a cause and then that thing kicks them in the balls. Yeah, right. And I hate that for him. So so I would take like Akron or Kent State and I would move them to Detroit and just make up a stadium and take over their rosters and just start recruiting. And then the first thing I would do is I would go get the best high school running back.
I forgot about that. I would create a St. X.
Right.
A
boom.
The next dominate college football.
St. X U. That kind of stuff. And I would do that over and over and over again, but I would always choose a MAC team that had either gone 1-11 or 0-12, something like that. And so it was either Kent State or Akron. I know Zach is smiling. So
whoever Kentucky played that year.
Yeah, right. 26-22 final. Yeah, right. Exactly. But no, it was an interesting race. But you're right. I was thinking fondly of the 2017 Stephen Foster, which was at night. Gunrunner won it, and it was 97 degrees at post time, and it was like 10 o'clock. It was just the hottest horse race I've ever been to. I've also never placed a bigger win bet ever in my life on a horse than I did on Gunrunner in 2017.
Okay. He's walking
through
the door.
My.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Let's take an early break here. We will do a longer final segment to close the show again this hour, presented by Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Use our promo code HORSERACING, 20% off, and ship to your house at no additional charge. So go check them out. You can have a clean and trim beard just like Mike Gandolfo.
No, not right now.
Or you could use the straight edge like Dan Issel. How about that? Manscaped.com. Promo code HORSERACING, 20% off, shipped to your house. Special guests, we do it next here, Rabot & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7.
Listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
All right, welcome back in. Final segment on a Monday show. We'll get you through the week 2 hours at a time here on Rabot & Co. ESPN 680 105.7 up here at Horseshoe Indianapolis ahead of the Indiana Derby draw, 2 o'clock today. Check it out on our Horse Racing Happy Hour Twitter feed at Horse Happy Hour and, of course, at HS Indy Racing. If you're not following either of those, go ahead and find those over there. I'm at Radio Louie. You can find the guy next to me at The Only Sweeney.
Oh, boy.
Come up to your stomping grounds up here, and then I find out you haven't actually been over here. So this is good, actually, for you, right? You get to meet some people
see you two guys, and that's it, and then go meet the blackjack dealer.
Yeah.
Who am I going to meet over here? Yeah, I guess the media relations lady I need to meet, and that's it?
Who's Tammy? Yeah, right. So...
What's going on?
No, the thing about this place that's dangerous for degens like us, there's a really nice clubhouse below us on the second floor. We're up on the third floor, media area, whatever. There's a tunnel straight to this casino from the horse area.
On the second floor?
Yes.
Okay, that's where I need to go then. So
the stairs drop you into the sports book.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
It's a table game sprawled throughout all the whole thing.
Tell my wife I lost $500 today in the middle of the day. Hey, week's going well. So what's going on? So what's happening right now? Was Diener in this morning? Catch me up here. Because I won't be on with Big Boy because he's off on Thursday. And he's at his 900th, I will say, T-ball tournament, kids tournament. They went to Niagara Falls as a family. Dude, I bet the Strebles look fantastic.
It's not even a family. It's just him and Kellen.
Oh, it's just him and Kellen? It's not even the whole
family. It's actually
kind of cool. Not a shock.
Strebles has to drive, so that's a little surprising.
Okay, that is right. I see Gandolfo's here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dominating.
I just didn't want to tell him to his face, we get it, you're Italian.
Yeah.
Tell him that instead of thinking about it, every time I see any of his social media stuff. Can't be the only one.
I texted it to you. It's like, okay.
And, by the way, speaking of, Italy lost in soccer.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, Enz is extremely upset with me. Over. Because, I mean, the only time you text me is when one of my teams lose. I'm like, we have so many teams, it's not difficult.
No kidding.
When you have 19 soccer teams, I have lots of opportunities to kind of bust your chops. Come on. Man. But he's not happy with me right now. Because Italy almost lost, and then they did lose, and they got embarrassed, and he's not happy with me. I'll let him know it.
Colts OTAs go.
Oh, God. Well, they have they check back in. We will broadcast up there. I believe it's Wednesday the 24th.
Is that at Ball State?
No. They got a spot in a place called Westfield North.
Like, oh, okay.
Like, act like you're going towards Carmel or something like that. It's up north. It's very nice. It's very nice. Yeah, it's very nice. So
who is that? The last decade?
They've been doing that within the last few years. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So they used to go to Indiana State.
Yeah,
I remember now.
No, they've been everywhere from Okay. I mean, they've had six or seven different spots actually. Okay. And they settle. I think they signed a 10-year deal a couple years before COVID, and then COVID, you had to do everything in house. So, I mean, for my house, it's about a 30-minute drive.
Oh, it's not bad.
It's nice up there. Yeah, it's nice.
You know, the year that I went, Andrew Luck was still there, so it's been
It's been a few years. It was at Westfield.
So the Pacers have like a big training center there too.
Got it.
They got this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, there you go. What's it like, man? How's the job? It's been a year.
Yeah, it's been very close to a year. Yeah, it's been good, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been fun. It's been an adjustment. You know, we moved up here.
Well,
that's a big adjustment. But we moved up here, and like Nikki immediately had the baby. so you know, the whole time we've lived here,
is it within 3 weeks?
No, it was like within 3 days.
Days.
Yeah, it was within the actual days. Now I was up here a couple weeks before I lived my bachelor life for about 2.5 weeks
in an
Airbnb, in a swanky spot in in Indianapolis. So it was fantastic. No, it's been good, man. It's been so far so good. I mean, it's different. I would say the biggest difference is probably for you guys radio wise is there's so many games here.
Yes, right.
You know, when you're following, you know, even Louisville, Kentucky, there's just not a lot of games. Right. You got to think it's short seasons, and sometimes you'll go from, Saturday to, you might go, five days.
Sunday or
you might go an entire week. Yep. I know Cal would always complain, well, we played it on Saturday night, then we played on Tuesday.
Game at Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, you always got to whine about that. But, here, the Colts and then the overlap of all the college stuff on top of the Pacers, and the Pacers going deep into the postseason. You know, they played however many games, 90 some odd games, 100 games this season. There's just more games. You get to like 8 months where you feel like you're reacting to games instead of, coming up with.
And that's a very specific kind of radio rather than big picture talk.
Rather than big picture BS narratives. I mean, what's going to be difficult for you guys is how boring the coaches are now.
No, that's right.
Pat Kelsey throwing a shoe. Come on. I mean, thank God last week you got Patino. Right? Thank God last week you had Patino saying, I'll give Mark Stoops 10,000. What was it, 10,000? He gave him 10 G's?
Yeah, give him 10 grand.
He gave him money and said, I'll give Mark Pope money too. I mean, that's great because Mark Pope's going to be kind of boring, right?
I think he could be.
He's just corny. That's really the thing is he's dad corny.
Yeah.
And
BBN embarrassed themselves last week, Mike. You know it. I mean, with the cookies on the table.
Oh, I talked about I opened the show.
The free Aramark cookies. They have like a multi-million-dollar deal. This Kentucky, and they get a free tray of cookies. They act like this guy went out. If Mark Pope wants to do something, he'll go to a local cookie place, of which I'm sure there are many in Lexington, and he'll go get some cookies that way. Not the Aramark cookies that I used to watch Jody knock people out of the way, run down to the Louisville media to get.
You understand? Jody Debling needs a cookie. You get out of the way. Texter wants to know who's driving Strebel around in Niagara Falls. Here's the question.
It's got to be Kellen.
Here's the real question. Obviously, I think you let Kellen sit in the front seat for the long trip, right?
Oh, well,
like as a dad, you got.
Oh, he wants to be up there.
He's like
his
a 12-year-old now. Like you put him in the front seat.
He's watching the road. And
how many times has Strebel had him grab the steering wheel and hold it so he can hold a burger in one hand and a drink in the other?
You do the knee thing.
Is he doing the knee, or is he having Kellen grabbing the handle?
No, I think Strebel's actually obeying all the rules. You know how he can get sometimes. Remember, this is a guy that wouldn't put any bourbon in his glass at a kid's function. He wouldn't put any bourbon in the Yeti. Come on, everyone puts a little bourbon in the Yeti.
Yes, you're correct.
Why aren't you wearing a hat today, by the way? It's like five times in my life I've seen you without a hat, I feel like.
Jacket, I'm like.
Okay. What are you guys doing, by the way?
Okay, so 2 o'clock. You've seen the Kentucky Derby draw before. Yes. Have you been to it?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah.
So you've been to it. Travis Stone obviously does that. Sure. We're Travis Stone for the Indiana Derby.
Are you really?
How about that?
How'd you get that? How'd you finagle that? They needed somebody, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, listen, being available is key.
Oh, man.
Being available is key. So you guys going to have a bit? You guys are going to do jokes? You're going to laugh?
Jokes, for sure. But the real thing is, honestly, what they get up here, they know where they're at. This is a great – their top race is a grade three, right? And I'm not diminishing that at all. That's a stallion maker. That's a whatever, right, for sure. for some horse, a Godolphin's going to send somebody up here. Right? Gotcha. Some giant sort of, you know, spendthrift or whatever. So they know what they are up here, and they're like, if we can have fun with stuff, we'll just have fun with stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So they have a good attitude about it. Okay. No, it's fun. So, and look, man, I mean, like in horse racing terms, think about it this way, from like an Indianapolis perspective, the horse racing guy from the ESPN radio station in Louisville is coming up to talk about our race. Right? Like, so in other words, if there was an open wheel race Louisville and the Indy guy comes down, you would take that guy in a certain way.
Are you going to be kissing any booty today? Who's any trainers? I mean, anybody that, you know, anybody you got?
You know, if Cowboy George shows up, I might do a little bit of that because I like Cowboy George. You got to be. But like,
is Indian Charlie here? He's not here today.
Probably not.
Him and Issel having a conversation.
I had a little burger at Kern's on Friday. Grab a little Indian Charlie. You're damn right. Cash
there. Is Cooper Assad there?
Not there. TJ Walker, the sports talker, may have been there. How about that? Maybe a little TJ Walker. A little star sighting in the Kern's. How about that?
You guys talk some local media.
You got to talk local media.
Little Big X.
Like, if you're not doing well, here's some advice. I was like, I appreciate it.
Is he at the bar by himself or like with a buddy or a family?
Listen, he walks in there and
he gets the burger, gets the beer.
It's Norm at Cheers.
Okay.
He's dominating. No, he's dominating. He's the sports talk.
Are you going to bet horses?
Am I betting today?
No, like when you go in the
car. Oh, it was all
horse racing. Oh, it's basically all horse.
Yes, it was basically an OT. It's the world's smallest OTB.
That's the last time you wore sweatpants, man. Tell us.
Something like that.
Yeah, basically.
98 degrees out. Throw the sweatpants on. Dexter, media with free food or Bruce Springsteen are like hot. Hogs at the trough. Oh, you're damn right. Yeah. What do we do? Yeah.
Basically. So where's the swanky lunch at then?
Downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been here.
Yeah.
Nice facility.
You'll walk into the casino and you'll be like, oh, because they renovated. Was it 3 years ago?
Something like that.
Two and a half, maybe. And I remember we came back after the renovation, and I was no expectations, to be fair. But what I always equated to, you know that the dryer sheet smell in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
They got that.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. The dryer sheet smell. I like that.
Everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about that's been to Vegas.
Speaking of, Diener was just in Vegas.
Dominated.
So did he do a show at like 4 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that at all. So was he in today, too?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So where was he today? In Vegas?
In studio.
Oh, he was back. He was back from
Vegas. Do you know the big news at the station?
No, I don't.
Do you know who's come crawling back?
No.
A certain Nate Huber.
Okay.
You know what happens? These guys, they think TV's the big bright lights and it's all this great stuff. And then you have to talk to Kent Taylor or something.
You have to deal with big personalities.
You have to talk to Fred Cowgill or something. You're like, you know what? Never mind.
By the way,
Fred Cowgill, are we doing this right now? Say you've been shoved completely out of the way, Jeff High. Are we doing that?
I mean, you can do it all. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, Mike, that story? Here's the thing, Mike. So Jeffersonville High School, I graduated in 2002.
Yeah.
And they've done nothing but shun me. I'm not saying that I...
Shun's a great term.
That I'm some...
Absolutely.
Well, that'd be one of the top five celebrities coming out of
Jeffersonville. You know, you got Papa John there. And once you get past him, there's a long, you know, there's a long
some
fall.
Athletes, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's some athletes. But, I mean...
Who's
the
best athlete out of Jeff High? I actually don't know that. Is there a guy that played pro at all, or is it most like there's a couple D1s?
I have no idea. Okay. Ask Fred Cowgill.
DJ Flynn.
So here's where it comes back. So, you know, for all these years, I can understand, but I've been local, and even, you know, when I was at Cumulus or ESPN Louisville, I mean, I could hire interns or actually hire people. So I had at least a little bit of value, not much value,
right.
But a little bit of value. And, you know, I wake up one morning, this is probably 5 years ago plus, and I see their new, you know, a guy who's helping them out in the media business is mother bleeping Tony Vannetti. And I'm but Vannetti's all about St. X.
Yes.
Or Trinity. Sorry. Okay, you guys are insane people about this.
Yes.
Okay, like you're insane on the St. X side.
Absolutely.
And he's insane on the Trinity side.
I'm like, Junior's a traitor.
See, going across the river, the public school Jeff. I mean, there's goth kids, there's welders, okay? This is not...
My dad changes oil for a living.
This is khakis, and everyone's got the SEC haircut. That's not what this is. And so they had the Vannetti thing, and then Cowgill. Has Cowgill seen a goth kid? When's the last time he saw hacky sack being played? When's the last time he saw a fight in the hallway? Perhaps a trash can on fire.
Cowgill's kid's a Lego master.
Yeah. So he's got to watch out. He's already got the bad knee. Yeah, okay, I just don't want him to get a black eye along with the bum knee.
Dexter wants to know if I miss Andy's Louisville and Blankenbaker trash talk. I feel like it's the main reason he comes back on the station.
All I know is that Blank's just complaining about
everything's against him and everything's against them. It's all stacked against him for sure. Yes.
Scribble this with when that report came out, their financials, and they're like, we hope to sell out one football game, yeah. And
90% of one,
and what they're paying Pat Kelsey. I thought, you guys, come on, we talked about this,
dude. I did that show the day after.
They thought, even with all their BS, that they would bounce back for sure. Like, if you asked me in the last 5 years, I would have been like, yeah, they'll bounce back. You know, Patino will be gone. They'll get someone in there. And it's been so many systematic bad things that have happened that, like, now they don't have any value to a conference. I mean, back in the day, you'd be like, well, you had to get Louisville. You know, we did a study in so many TVs. And I'm like, I don't know if they're going to bounce back. I don't know if they're going to have the money to do some of the things that Big Ten and SEC schools, specifically Kentucky, 75 miles down the road, is going to be able to do.
I've said the only good thing for them is they landed Jeff Brohm when they did.
Oh, 100%.
For the price that they got.
For the price.
And I talk about it in these terms on the show. He's a psychopath in the right way, where it's just football. That's all he gives a bleep about. So the outside pressure essentially doesn't exist to him. So that he needs to be great and fill that place for them to be attractive to another conference doesn't affect him at all in the job. That's really the only positive. Pat Kelsey, man, I am super lukewarm on. I mean, just
no, but the fact that they had
to, I know you like it,
the fact that they had to almost go down that road, though. I mean they had two different times they felt like, and it's an excuse, so it may not even be true, but two different times Louisville fans made the excuse of, we're not going to go and offer huge NIL money because that player could be making very similar to what our head coach is making. That is daunting. Just think about that conversation. Yeah. That is daunting. So I don't know.
Here, after that contract was announced, and I said, "This is a top 7-8 basketball job, and you're paying $2.3 million." And by the way,
it's not a top 7 or 8.
That contract is so poorly written that if he's fired after 3 years, it's still an 8-digit buyout.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I thought for sure they would. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they've been through bad times, and they would come out the other side, and I still think they're coming out. They're trying to come out the other side, but man, the financials are scary, and the ACC. I mean, it's getting ready now to fall even further behind with everything going on. It's scary. I mean, it is. At some point, you feel like the money's up, and boy, the financial, you know, not study, but the budget and everything that was done a couple weeks ago makes me feel that way.
Well, and we have, for example, we have the UFC event, Fight Night is essentially what comes to town. There's over 20,000 people in that place. The get-in price is $100.
Wow, yeah.
Right?
It looked full, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and everybody, so Zach, a producer on the show, got one of the station tickets, and he's like, it was electric, it was awesome, all this stuff. So you see that there's a market for people for events. Yeah. And for games and that kind of stuff, and if you don't put up a good product, it doesn't
freaking
matter.
That was a month
matter.
After the Derby, a couple weeks after the PGA. Right. I mean, right. We're putting people, and PGA had the biggest crowd ever.
I know you're up against it, but think about this, that U of L basketball, you know, this has to work out.
Yes, it does.
And the guy that it has to work out with is Pat Kelsey.
Yeah.
It's not. It's got to work out, and you're giving the reins to a proven winner, right, who you're paying a lot of money to. It's quite the opposite of that. I don't know. Yeah, it's scary.
I mean, that doesn't exist in coaching anymore. The proven winner. I mean, the freaking Lakers just hired J.J. Redick.
That's a clown show. That's different.
But it's this. They went after Hurley, too. I mean, Hurley can turn down everybody he wants to, but at the end of the day, there's just not that next level of coaches that come in and say, okay, like, this guy's obviously the next heir apparent. You know?
Is your boy Safi here this weekend? He's not?
I don't know if he's
a man.
Does he have a run-up this week?
I don't think so.
We covered two of his horses this weekend.
Okay. Sure you did.
I slipped that into every single thing I did.
I'm sure
you ready
did.
For this?
I am.
So, WLKY, Fred's last pre-Derby show. You know, Louis, will you jump on?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I do my
segment. I've been bragging about that since May, Louie. Yeah, it's July. Yeah, we're coming up on 2 months of bragging.
It's
fine. Well, what happened?
But I'm sitting next to Vicky Dorch. That's okay. The funny part of the show. Okay. The story. I don't want to call her a name at all, but she's very serious on set.
Right.
She's a very, very specific demeanor.
The big broadcast.
I matters.
Yes,
it is a big broadcast.
It's a Derby broadcast.
we're sitting out there. It's the, you know, it's the little ledge they've got there at the museum overlooking Churchill Downs. Right. I come on. I talk about my horses. I walk off stage. They realize they've got three horses they don't have covered. So they go grab the bum.
Again.
The Dairy of the Downs. Yeah. They bring me back out. And I got to do, tell us about Catalytic. And I said, the best thing about the horse is that his trainer's got the best man bun chest hair combination.
Do you like that? Or
very not happy with it. Yeah.
Didn't like the man bun thing?
Didn't think it was funny.
Oh, come on.
Fred had to hide his laughter. Bothered me a lot. There's the music. There. All right, I got to get out.
You got 13 minutes until Bob's on.
At least. That's still going on. Shocking to know.
Bob was going to be on the air too. We'll see.
Right, thanks again, Dolfo. Thanks to Sweeney. I'm Lou Rambo. We're up here at Horseshoe Indianapolis. 2 o'clock. Check us out for the draw for the Indiana Derby and Oaks. Today, thanks everybody up here for having us at HS Indy Racing on Twitter, at Horse Happy Hour as well. Back again tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's a Tuesday edition of the show, so make sure you are tuned in for that. Have a great rest of the day.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.